like, mind me for the minute, guys. I'm just going to, the lasses said, you got to do your warm up, fresh off the couch. You know, you don't want to strain anything. Mouth, eyes, get your eyes going, everything's going. Okay. Well, thank you very much for having me. My name's Glenn Bisdy. And for me to tell you the story, I've got to take you back 30 years or so to the day I graduate from Massey University. But Bachelor of Business Studies, what we call it was a Bachelor of Business Bullshit. Fortunately for a lot of the students, because I had no idea about what to do next, what now, I don't know. There's all this responsibility. You know, you've done your free education. Now you've got to go and put it to some good use. Well, I had no idea. Anyway, at graduation, businesses would come to the university and hire graduates into their graduate program. And one particular business I was interested in at the time was called the New Zealand Dairy Board, now currently Fonterra. It was $35,000 a year, which wasn't too bad. And I nearly signed on the dotted line. And then I thought to myself, you know what? Can I see myself selling milk powder to the third world? Not really. Persuading kind of young mothers that their breast milk wasn't quite as good as what Fonterra had packaged up, dehydrated milk? No. So my mother, I talked to her, I said, I don't think I'm going to go for it. She said, what do you think I'm doing? And I said, I know. I'm going to go straight to Hollywood and be a famous actor. Right? She was like, Glenn, you haven't had any acting experience. And I said, yes, I was a cat, remember, in the school production? I'd had all the acting experience I needed. I was Antonio, Mauricio, Tolabella, the cat, but don't call me that. And she's just like, please, don't throw away your life. You know, join Fonterra or the New Zealand Dairy Board. Anyway, so cut a long story short, I sold everything I owned, including the Mazda 323 station wagon, the beer fridge, that was my favourite thing at university probably, and accumulated $2,000 worth and flew on a one-way ticket to Los Angeles in the middle of the Rodney King riots, May 10th, 1992, Mother's Day. Anyway, there was no red carpet being rolled out for me. There was no lights, camera or action. No one was there other than the National Guard. Surrounded the whole of LAX, so it couldn't be overrun and the whole city was not being going to close down. My now estranged friend, John Heber, picked me up from the airport and took me straight to the Malibu Charthouse restaurant where we sat down, ate dinner, drunk, and throughout the course of the conversation, he informed me about that job that he had arranged for me whilst I was becoming a famous actor. You know, when you got a moonlight doing something, whether it be taxi driving or cleaning, he said, that's not going to happen. And also, by the way, my partner doesn't want you living with us. And I was like, okay. But he said, there is an opportunity whilst you're trying to become famous. Up in Simi Valley, unloading 40-foot container loads of tyres for $6.40 an hour. And I started to think that graduate program was looking kind of appealing. Anyway, I had nowhere to live, so I shot up to Simi Valley and did the day's work. We unloaded 40 tonne of tyres per day, 8 40-foot truckloads of tyres, which would call them humping. We just unloaded. Agents didn't call. I suppose they didn't really want an Italian-speaking cat. I don't know why. Anyway, so it was a bit depressing, and also I had to go dumpster diving because I was homeless. So every day after work, I'd say goodbye to my workmates after having a shower and bike round the back of the warehouse where I'd made a pallet fort. And I dived into the dumpster and found this beautiful bit of carpet, which I'd lie in. Now, there's one thing about being homeless. Has anyone else in the room been homeless before? One. Oh, surprise. Okay, there's one thing you got to remember, guys, is bring your own fly spray. All right? You need fly spray. In the middle of the night, the first night I didn't have it, I was lying there in my little pallet fort thinking, this isn't really the Hollywood that I expected. No, it wasn't God. I was a little bit frightened, probably a little bit of a cry. Mum. Anyway, so I'm lying there, didn't have the fly spray, woke up in the middle of the night, there's just ants and bugs crawling everywhere, and I was like, welcome to LA, this is wonderful. Anyway, cut a long story short, luckily for me, I met a character called Jason Repizar. He saw where I was living, he said, bugger that, come and live with my parents, we'll be right for 2 weeks. In the meantime, we went out every night in that 2 weeks, we went to the Scotland Yard bar in the San Fernando Valley, we met a character named Jim. And he'd just come back from Alaska. And I got the number of this company, American Seafoods, and I wrote it in a little napkin and put it in my wallet. Well, 3 days later, he was murdered outside that bar. And I kind of got the bit of paper and I looked at it and I thought, yep, we've got to go for it. I called Seattle and I said, we're coming. And they said, yep, if you can be in Seattle in 24 hours, we can send you up to Alaska. So we commandeered his mother's car outside her hairdressing salon, and she never saw the car for 3 months. And we drove all the way to Seattle, 24 hours. We did a drug test and jumped on a boat and went to Alaska. 5 years later, I washed back up in Seattle, fell off the boat, and thought, you know what? I'm just going to go home to New Zealand and buy a dairy farm. And then the very next day, I jumped on a plane flight and flew to London and watched the musical Cats.